All right, we're rolling.
We are?
Yeah.
We're rolling.
This is happening. It's all happening.
All right, you ready for the theme song, everybody?
Yeah.
You guys ready out there? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
This is Jay Severett.
This is Dan Cohen.
And this is Talking Into Microphones.
Should we say that together?
Yeah, let's do it again. Ready?
Yeah.
This is Jay Severett.
This is Dan Cohen.
And this is Talking Into Microphones. Yes!
That's better.
God, this is so professional.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't done this in a long while. Last time we did a podcast, I assured all of you that I was going to start doing one once a week, whether Dan was around or not.
Yeah, I remember that.
And also, I was going to quit smoking and sniffing airplane glue. And none of those things have happened.
It was not a good week to...
No. Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing airplane glue. I'm living in my new house.
Yeah, that I'm renting. Chase's new pad, his bachelor pad.
They call it a bachelor pad because no woman would ever live here.
That is not true.
No woman.
It is immaculate in here, ladies.
I'm pretty fastidious, but it's small, man. You can stand at the front door and see everything. you can't see the bathroom. But you can move 3 feet.
It's cozy.
You can move 3 feet.
That's what the realtor would say.
Charming cozy cottage.
Bungalow.
Yes, cozy cottage bungalow.
Cozy quarter bungalow.
You mean it's under 600 square feet? it's very European in size and stature.
Yeah.
It is small. It is old.
Ah, it's great.
It's actually older than I am. This place was built in 1947.
That is older than you.
Yeah, just. Just.
I have a birthday coming up.
You do have a birthday coming up. Well, technically, everyone has a birthday coming up, unless it's their birthday.
Yeah, my grandma has a birthday coming up even sooner than I do.
How old's your granny going to be?
She's going to be 100 fucking years old.
Jesus.
I know.
Granny, I'm sorry if you're listening to the podcast. Dan doesn't always say fuck, but most of the time he does.
Sorry, Grandma, but you're fucking old. She knows.
She is aged.
She's aware. Anyway, a whole fan damn.
Is she aware or is she aware occasionally?
She's mostly aware.
She's mostly aware. That's good.
Whole fan damn is going to Beatrice, Nebraska to celebrate Grandma's birthday, which we've told her that, but I'm not sure if she remembers it, so it may be a little bit of a surprise on Saturday.
Hope I didn't give her a heart attack.
No.
Her heart's probably not strong enough to have a heart attack, right?
I don't know. She's a tough old bird. She just, she finally stopped riding horses when she was in her mid-80s because she kept falling off.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's ambitious.
She could fall off a horse and just be fine, but she broke her wrist just walking down the sidewalk.
Well, she probably knows how to fall off of a horse.
Oh, yeah.
She's
been falling off horses for 80 years.
Exactly, so, but she's not used to falling down on a sidewalk, so.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I would break my wrist on either occasion.
It's going to be great.
That
she likes
cool.
Goo Goo clusters, so I need to get a whole bunch of them before I leave.
Or the Colts Bolts. Does she like Colts Bolts?
I don't know. I'll get some of those, too. Are those made here as well?
Yeah.
All right.
Are they made here or Atlanta?
I don't know. I'll pick up some Colts Bolts. The hockey puck things, right?
Yeah, they're like peanut butter and chocolate.
Yeah, they're delicious. Yeah.
So she doesn't have a nut allergy? Because no one over 60 has a freaking nut allergy.
No.
Because that's a new bullshit thing.
Or is gluten. No one's allergic to gluten. Oh, I'm sorry. I should have said the magic word.
No. Hey, dude, he's celiac. Our buddy is celiac, and so therefore he does need to not eat gluten. But all the rest of you fuckers, eat
Sean?
The gluten and shut up. Yeah, Sean White.
Sean said the funniest thing when we were out on the road once. He was like, he was talking about some band. He's like, yeah, they're a pain in the hoop.
Yeah, they're a pain in the hoop.
They're a pain in the hoop.
Oh, the hoop.
The hoop.
The hoop shoot. Well, this is Talking Into Microphones, where Jason, Dan waste your time and their own.
Hello.
Mostly yours.
I'm glad to be here.
Dan and I have been working all day. It is 3:24 on Wednesday, March 25th, 2015. This podcast will probably be out within the month.
Hello, world.
And it is one of our mutual dearest friends, Miss Amy Osman. She is having a birthday today.
Happy birthday,
Amy. Happy birthday, sweetheart.
We're glad you're here.
We are. We're glad that some years ago you decided to come on out and say what's up.
Yeah.
We've got a boatload of dates, both in the States, and you have more dates than me in the States, but we've got a ton of European dates. I don't have them sitting in front of me, and there's more being added, but if you go to jaceeverett.com, got a brand new website, all bright and shiny. Thank you to Casey Todd, not Casey Todd, my drummer, but Casey Todd,
his
wife.
This is how you've chosen to distinguish the two Caseys? Yeah.
Casey. We talked about that last time.
Oh.
It's not new material. But the website looks gorgeous, and it's got all the Euro dates up there. And I'm playing in Nashville tomorrow night, Thursday, with Matt King at a Tin Pan South Writers Round at the Blue Bar at 9 p.m., which is not on the website, and I should put it there. I'll do that after this. And then I'm playing with Guthrie Trapp at Trapped Above Ground next Wednesday, April 1st, April Fool's Day. They say I'm playing with them. It all might be a ruse. I'll show up and it'll be shuttered. And then, Dan, you have a host of Nashville and elsewhere dates. Do you remember them off the top of your head, sir?
I remember the April ones because I'm doing a residency at the Five Spot.
That's in East Nashville.
That's in East Nashville. The cool part, it's Thursdays, the 9th, the 16th, and the 23rd, those three Thursdays.
So April 9th, April 16th, April 23rd at the Five Spot in East Nashville. Yeah. Dan Cohen, 6 to 9.
And I'll have full band and a cello player, and I don't know where I'm going to come up with the money to pay these people, but...
There's a liquor store right down the road I was thinking about hitting after we're done anyway. So, I mean, to rob.
Now, hitting a liquor store for me is a bad... Oh, rob it. Oh,
no,
that's
you can just drive. I know you're conscious of protecting your sobriety.
No, I'll help rob it. I don't mind going in and... If I have a good reason for being somewhere, I can be places where there's alcohol.
Well, like, I think
can play in a bar. If there's alcohol there, that's fine. I'm there to do my job. If I go into a liquor store because I need money and I'm going to rob it, that's a perfectly valid reason.
Armed robbery.
I will call my sponsor and see if that's okay with him.
Why don't you call him after? I find that forgiveness is so much easier than permission.
I think you're right. Well, let's go.
All right. We're going to pause this. We'll be back in 5 to 10.
Whew. Well, that was an adventure.
Exhausting. Yeah.
Wow.
So I've got that 69 Mustang that's been having some electrical issues, and unfortunately,
Davidson County lockup is rough. I'm not going to lie to you.
It is.
Yeah.
But thankfully, we have great lawyers. Anyway, tell us about the rest of your dates while we get off that idiotic trail.
That was all right. That was okay.
It was okay?
Nah, it was terrible. April 19th, I'm playing at a place called Drifters, which sounds like...
Is that over in East Nashville, too?
I can't remember.
It's in East Nashville because Casey were going to play trivia over there last Monday and wanted me to go, and I said, that sounds terrible, so no.
You don't like trivia in bars?
I like trivia, but... I don't. Maybe I would like it. I don't know.
Depends on the game. In East Nashville, it might be a little too hip for, a little too beardy, maybe.
Yeah. I can't even really grow a beard.
Different colored socks.
Yeah, I've got gray, black, and white.
You're playing also one of those nights at the Five Spot, those Thursdays.
Okay.
You're playing two nights. Because I got the 6 to 9, so I'm going to play, and two other acts are going to play.
Okay.
And you're playing, Matt King is playing at some point.
Oh, cool.
Luke Dick is playing at some point.
Luke Dick!
Dick. Yeah.
Luke Dick. Amazing artist.
Yes.
Wish he'd use a different last name.
Maybe his wife and son will come out, and the place will be full of Dick.
This place is a real sausage party, you know what I'm saying? Look at all the dicks out there. Hey, try the veal.
So those
that's good.
Dates.
So don't you have some out-of-town dates coming up in May
or
something?
Yeah, but I can't remember what they are.
Well, we can go to dancohenmusic.com.
That's right.
You can go to www.dancohenmusic.com and check. The not a Jew part is not in the URL. I just parenthetically added that. So go to dancohenmusic.com to look up dates. Go to jaceeverett.com to look up dates. And that is business.
Your website does look good. I went and looked at it. I like the logo.
Yeah, she designed all that.
Yeah.
Casey designed all that.
And it's Casey does. Pretty Casey.
Yeah, the good-looking one.
Yeah.
Well, the talented one, if we're honest. I mean, he can count to four. But actually, Casey came over yesterday, and we worked on a tune together that was kind of fun. And then she came over and gave me some more instructions on how Earth works now in 2015, because I'm still kind of working with 1997 information, and show me stuff.
How the Earth works?
Yeah, well, mostly the interwebs.
It has changed a lot.
Well, it's warmer.
1995.
It's warmer.
I think that's a myth the liberal media is propagating. That's what I've heard when I listen to conservative talk radio, which I listen to for, I don't know why.
Well, you listen to that on the way to the gym so that you can get an extra 10 reps out of your bench press. Why are you so stupid? We're not opinionated. We're just right. And that's, you know, it's not really an opinion. Yeah. It's science.
So Bill Bryson told me via his audiobook that...
Which he recorded for you.
Yeah.
Is he letting other people download it at this point yet?
I don't think so. Okay. I think it's just me.
So don't even look... Don't look Bill Bryson up.
This is a very personal experience. A brief history of... What's it called? A history of almost everything. It's a great book. You got it. You got to read it. It's all so right. fantastic. And he says that it's quite possible that many, many atoms in your body were once in William Shakespeare and possibly, probably in many different stars.
Like celebrities?
Not
like
no
Brad
star
Pitt? Like Brad Pitt or Justin Bieber?
No. It's got to be dead people who, and it apparently has to be people who have been dead for a while. He specifically said that probably none of Elvis's atoms are in our bodies yet.
So when I was born, I had a certain number of atoms that I had when I got here, right? I'm not adding new atoms as I traipse about the planet, am I?
There have got to be more atoms in you than when you were a baby.
Why?
Because you're bigger than a baby.
Like a baby's arm holding
it's
orange.
Just science, man.
I don't know that there are. Are there?
Yes.
I wish Jack were here.
You're not creating more atoms.
No, I didn't. That's what I was saying. I didn't believe I was.
No, they're just your mass increases.
But that doesn't necessarily be your. I don't know if your atomic weight increases just because your mass increases. Jack was explaining to me this about stars, about the different sizes of stars. And I honestly kind of checked out about 2 minutes in because it got very mathy.
And that's why I like this Bill Bryson book. Because they're like, oh, well, if you had to pee, then. Because there's a lot of, there's a lot of mathematics involved, but he breaks it down. His whole idea is to write a science book that won't put you to sleep. And he's so funny.
What were those dates at the five spot?
Fine. Bill Bryson's a genius, and you're an asshole.
Well, that's a given. I'm a genius at being an asshole. Where do we go find Bill Bryson's book, A History of Almost Everything?
Anywhere.
Anywhere?
Amazon.
So I could go to Circle K, and I'll find that book.
Why do I even bother speaking words? Actually, it's funny because there's a short history of nearly everything. A short history, read by Richard Matthews, who's a British guy.
Almost without exception, wrote Snow, his colleagues thought and still think that he wasted the second half of his life.
This is a British guy.
Was that about me?
While wasting the last half of your life?
His colleagues think he well wasted the last half of his life?
We don't know yet. We don't...
Assuming I die tomorrow, can we just say...
No. Well, okay, even assuming that, you've not wasted the past 20 years.
That's true. I got a cool kid.
Yeah, he did a lot of cool shit.
I did some cool things.
I was there for some of it.
You were. You were a big... Yeah. A big catalyst for some of it.
Hey, I want to take this opportunity to say to any European listeners out there, I do not have any control over Jace's schedule, booking, gigs, anything like that.
Are you getting some mail?
A little bit, yeah.
Lettuce. We got stacks of lettuce.
Just FYI, if you have questions, don't ask me because I don't know.
Furthermore, if you have questions, don't ask me.
Do we have listener comments, questions, mail?
I think we had one. I'm looking through here.
Because if we don't, I could just make one up real quick.
Well, Well, go ahead with that, and then I'll grab this one that's...
All right. Genevieve from California.
Genevieve.
Writes, Dear Dan and Jace, in
smaller letters.
Smaller letters. Dan, your voice is so sexy.
Right.
Here's a picture of... Ooh. Hmm.
Good God.
I know. She's really...
That is the most exciting imaginary picture I've ever been imaginarily excited about.
Why is she so fat? You'd think an imaginary woman would be just...
See, that's the good thing is I'm imagining a completely different picture than you.
Thank you, Genevieve. I appreciate that very much.
I remember seeing her on shesamanbaby.com.
Yeah, we have been inundated, literally flooded with...
Two emails.
From people.
We're
going to try to get to all of them.
Yeah, I don't know if we have time today simply because I can't find it. But if we ever do find it, then we may get time to look at it. So for both of you that wrote in and had questions and wanted answers, I'm really grateful to you. Not grateful enough to actually answer you or show you just a modicum of respect and even read it. But I will. I'm just, I'm kind of going cross-eyed because I'm looking down at my microphone while I'm looking at my phone, and...
That's tricky. Chase just made a funny face for all of you out there in radio land.
For all of you in radio land.
Am I recording? I don't have red bars around my thing like you do.
Well, Dan, you are. You're recording. Don't worry about it. Yeah, it's weird how it does that. We went through this before with Logic, where see if I zoom out, then it starts to. Back to the Logic and Pro Tools stuff. Both of us are using Logic a lot these days, and we really have no idea how it works. So we will next time answer those questions. And if you have any answers that you'd like to write into us, Dan and I are really in need more of answers than questions.
That's a very good suggestion, Jace.
About anything, really, just an answer.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I want to know this thing about if I have the same number of atoms as Baby Dan did in April 3rd, 1973.
Yeah, Dan's got a birthday coming up, so there's just a few shopping days left.
Yeah. Knives are always nice. Kitchen knives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your brand?
Well, I've been liking Cutco recently.
Cutco's great. Out of Chicago, yeah?
Yeah.
Lifetime warranty. You mail them in and they resharpen them.
Yeah.
See, 22-year-old guys in rock bands don't know this shit.
That's right.
It takes a little more poise and grace and sophistication for an artist and another artist to be privy the joys of Cutco knives. Because you know what, ladies? We cook. We clean. We dance.
Hmm.
We don't really dance, but we would like to be able to dance at some point.
I wish I could. I wish I enjoyed dancing.
I do enjoy dancing. It's just that I'm terribly ashamed of how poorly I do it. And so that means I can't enjoy it.
Yeah. I don't mind being bad at it.
Oh, I do.
I guess I do mind being bad at it.
Exactly. Yeah. You feel like you look like an asshole, and you probably do.
Well, it's like my mandolin playing. I don't really know how to play the mandolin, but I really like doing it, and I don't even mind doing it in front of other people. I don't have any problem with that at all.
You don't even mind playing slide mandolin on records.
I don't.
Or in front of people. Speaking of which, we've got a new record that's about to come out. Of course, Dan is still promoting his latest effort from last year, the incredibly great Bluebird, which you can buy at iTunes or you can buy on dancohenmusic.com. And, of course, I'm still promoting Terra Rosa. But we got a brand new record that's coming out. It's myself, Dan Cohen, and Casey Todd. We went into Alex the Great, which is Brad Jones' studio here in Nashville, where we've made the last three records, where Bluebird was mixed. And Brad has just kind of become my go-to guy, amazing musician, great engineer, incredible producer. And on this record, Dan and Casey and I just stood in a little circle there facing one another, threw up the mics, and played 12 songs. Didn't overdub, played it live, I think, actually, if I'm honest, I think there's at least one or two places where I went back and fixed a bass.
Yeah, I fixed a few things.
Where I had a major clam. It was just like the wrong note. Yeah. And so I was like, oops. But it's a live record. And it's pretty cool. It's really raw and loose. We cut it all in about 8 hours. And so my voice gets slowly disintegrates as the project goes on. And Dan's, we got cut one of Dan's songs because we play some of Dan's music in my set. And Love Is Gone, I think, yeah. We cut of yours.
Yeah.
And of course, Fucking Bad Things is on there. Because if I make a record, I have to put Bad Things on it, apparently. But we do play it live, so I figured that this may be the last time I ever record that song.
I love your song, man.
I like your song. Thank you. I like your tooth. You fuck.
I like that one song you have, the one, your
I like
one
that
song.
One song that reminds me of three other songs. It makes me feel good. I like it. And that's a guy in Germany. And we are going to Germany for the first time, and I'm a little curious to see how that's going to work out. I haven't been to Germany in like 20 years.
Don't do the Hitler salute because it's illegal.
I typically don't, but I do appreciate you reminding
just so
me.
You know.
Yeah. I do the Mussolini shuffle sometimes.
The Mussolini shuffle?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
A little known.
That sounds funky.
Yeah. You tie a little rope around your neck.
Yeah.
And just sashay about the room, scream about the trains running on time.
Until dead.
Yeah. What's the, oh, so yeah, the new record, Live at Alex the Great, it's the Jay Savitt Trio, Live at Alex the Great, and it's going to be a live show only thing. The only place you're going to be able to buy that CD is at one of our gigs. It's got some really cool artwork by my friend Kevin Walters. Like, it's got it's a cartoon drawing of
cool.
Myself and Dan and Casey and Waylon Jennings and Bela Lugosi and
a snake handler.
Jane Fonda and Rasputin and a snake handler.
Yeah.
And it's fucking weird, and I'm pretty excited about it. So that'll be available starting in June when we get to the Lana Blues Festival in Egersund, Norway. And so come out and see us if you want that record, because God knows it will take at least a day before the first person buys it, uploads it to YouTube, and then you could just have it for free.
Right.
God damn it.
Thanks, Internet.
Yeah. Well, no, you know, no.
No.
Thanks, fucking people that have low ethical and moral character and will just steal shit. The Internet is not intrinsically evil. People are. Folks, if you're downloading movies for free, you're a dick. If you're downloading music for free, you're a dick. And I will say that to your face, and I'm just saying you're a dick. And what people don't understand is, like, if... Oh, who cares, man? It's the Transformers movie. They made X amount of dollars. Well, first of all, you have terrible taste in stolen movies, because those movies are reprehensible. They're not movies. They're CGI masturbation festivals. But anyway, if you like billion-dollar movies, if you like movies that cost $300 million to make or $20 million to make or a record that cost $10,000 to make, guess what? The people who make those need your money so that they can continue to create those products that you so gleefully enjoy. So just fucking buy stuff.
Yeah, and the other thing, especially with music, is that if musicians don't get paid, don't get compensated in some way for making music, a lot of them stop making music, will get jobs, because musicians, despite popular opinion, are pretty smart, and they will go out and get other jobs, and the quality of music will deteriorate.
And the quality of your food server will deteriorate, because guitar players make shitty waiters.
Yeah, really bad.
So
this one, anyway.
So that's the thing. If you want good service in restaurants and new music, you need to buy and pay for music.
That was an interesting little leap there. Yeah. I like how that all happened.
Yeah. Well, it's true, man.
Yeah.
This is happening to stand-up comedians, too. People go to their shows and tape their shows on their iPhone and throw it up on YouTube, and some comedian that you love is trying out new material, and now it's on the Internet, and so now he can't do it in his next special. And it's just... getting stuff for free is not... There's a cost. Everything has a cost. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry. Today's episode is brought to you by Oralex. Oralex, it's foam stuff you can put in your studio, but it doesn't really do anything. Oralex, buy it.
just looking around the room at random objects.
That's our sponsors. Sponsor is always, I write my own copy for them. They don't have to pay anything.
All right. This episode is also brought to you by C.S. Lewis, Chronicles of Narnia. C.S. Lewis, when you want Narnia, you want C.S. Lewis.
Aslan's Jesus. Spoiler alert!
Shit.
What else do we have?
I don't know. This isn't going well.
Oh, it's going fine.
Are we all right?
This never goes well. This is always tedium mixed with mediocrity.
No, last time was hilarious.
With a sous-salt of boredom. The last one was good.
Yeah, well, how do we recreate that?
We could just upload that and change the number.
That's genius.
You know, it's a year anniversary of this podcast come mid-April.
Really?
And this is the 12th episode we're recording right now. Which means that's not bad. We've done an episode a month, basically, but never consistently. It'll be like two episodes in one month and then nothing for 8 weeks.
You think that people want to hear just more and more content. They just want all. And I'm not sure that that's true.
I don't know they want to hear more and more content from me. But yes, the appetite for content is insatiable.
I don't know.
Dude, have you seen...
I think there's still something to be said for, leaving them wanting more.
That's what I always tell a girl. I'm leaving you wanting more, baby. What do you want to do?
Well, in that vein, maybe we should have just teasers that are like a minute and a half, 2 minutes.
There you go. It's like, oh, I almost enjoyed that.
You're like, 45 minutes of this seems, I don't know, long. It's all right at first, but oof.
Colonel Angus.
It's enough already, and I want to go to sleep.
Exactly. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. So I'm going to have to take all of the electrical wiring out of my Mustang, every wire, and put all new electrical wiring in the car. This frightens me.
Yeah.
I feel like I need parental guidance.
Well.
You want to come over and help?
You're a dear.
No?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, great.
Cool. It's going to be like, hold that. And I'll be like, hold what? You'd be like, that caliper, put that in the smnograph. And I'll be like, what are you talking about?
I don't know what all the things are called either. I'll just make names up.
All right.
Just make names up. No big deal. I am going to upload the podcast. I recorded a podcast with Jacques Merlino a few weeks ago, and I haven't put it up yet. So after I put this one up, I'll throw that one out maybe next week. And I don't have a lot else to say.
I took the pictures for Jacques' record cover.
You did. Jacques Merlino has
started to design the album cover.
Oh, kids.
With barely three or four other people were doing it at the same time.
Yeah, Jacques made the mistake of getting three different people to work on his album cover without letting anyone know that there was three people working on it at the same time. Which he didn't mean to be a jive-ass turkey,
but
that's kind of how it works out.
Because
you're like, oh, I didn't know Steve was also doing the exact same thing. Cool.
Yeah.
But it's turned out good. The pictures are great. And Dan's a good photographer. If you need a photographer.
I am.
Dan can do that.
You know, I made like $500 taking pictures last year.
That's good.
I know.
I didn't make any dollars taking pictures.
It's weird.
Do you ever put stuff up on Instagram, your pictures?
Yeah, the only thing I ever put up on Instagram is shit that I take with my iPhone, like everybody else.
Just because it's easy to just go boom.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole social media thing, man, it confuses me.
Oh, man, I was completely off Facebook for, I don't know, like 2 weeks.
Feel good?
Yeah, I felt fine.
I don't go on it as much as I used to, man. And I certainly don't post as much as I used to just because I don't have anything that anybody wants to hear about.
No. I don't either. I tweeted Bill Bryson is a genius yesterday because I feel like people need to know that. But even as I'm tweeting, I'm like, everybody knows this.
Yeah. I'm going to have to get this Bill Bryson.
Not adding it. He's so funny. He's really funny.
Why didn't he read the book? Is he not British?
He's not British, but he lived in England.
British?
He lived as British
for 20 some odd years he lived in England.
He can pass Brit, can he?
He could pass for British, I suppose. I don't know. He's back in the United States now. He's a fucking Yank, so who cares? I mean, really, between you and me and the wall and the two...
You sound like Christopher Guest.
I do? I don't know who that is, but thank you.
Nigel Tufnell.
Oh, well, right then. Nigel Tufnell. What? Anyway, what was I talking about?
I don't know. I just get mesmerized by your sexy British accent.
Ladies love it.
I want to run my fingers through your
love
hair.
Love it. You hear that, ladies? I could do an Irish too if you like that.
Your Irish is pretty good.
It's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
A slight little lilt.
Yeah, it's nice. It's subtle.
But all the people who are listening in England are like, that's a shite Irish accent. Doesn't sound like an Irish person.
Out of the 333,000 accents I've heard.
Chase, you're not going to believe this. Our listenership is up to 333,000.
An actual quote at the BBC one day. Our lives are just a rich tapestry of anecdotes and foolishness.
Yeah.
The occasional gig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My cat's really old. I'm sorry, I can't.
It's like doing a podcast with a 4-year-old.
I do this on dates.
I like spoons.
I do this on dates sometimes when I get nervous or just like say the first thing that pops into my head.
Are you nervous right now?
I don't know. I feel like I need to... be entertaining and fill up space. And
there's like 8 feet between us. I mean, this is the furthest we've ever physically been apart whilst doing a podcast. Maybe that's what's wrong with it. Maybe we need to cuddle up and do this old school.
All right.
Let's get that shirt off,
Dan. All right.
Here we go.
Pop this shirt off.
I don't know, man. It's pretty hot in here. Probably better take off my shirt.
What are you doing?
Matt Damon doing Matthew McConaughey. I don't know, Dave. If you haven't seen Matt Damon impersonating Matthew McConaughey, do yourself a favor and YouTube that for free.
It's special. Actually, he doesn't need any money, so.
No, cool. Letterman puts that up there so you can go see it. It's on Letterman when he does it, so.
Damon's fine, and McConaughey's got all that nice Cadillac money.
Yeah, I think it's a Lincoln, actually.
Lincoln, that's right, yeah.
Yeah. I watched that movie Mud the other day. Did you ever see that?
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Pretty good.
Wasn't it all what I thought it would be?
Mm-mm.
It was more about the two kids, and I didn't realize that going in. I thought it was going to be a little more dark and twisted.
Yeah.
But it was really good. And you're not watching Better Call Saul yet?
No, because I missed the first couple of episodes, and then I don't know if it's on demand or whatever, but I tried to watch it on AMC, and they'd already taken down the first couple of episodes, and now they're on, what, 9 or something? They're already...
7 or 8. I think it's like a 10-episode season. It's a really good show.
To do. I got that, Bates Motel...
I haven't seen that. I have no interest in that, really. I'm kind of done with the fucking killer as hero guy.
Okay.
I'm just like the whole Dexter thing. I'm like, you know what, man? He only kills the bad guys, and he's got a heart of gold, except he's, you know, I don't know. It's weird how, and I do it too. I have, in some of my songs, I have incredible violence, of course, but how we are so entertained by murder.
I know. I just finished reading my dad's book, Murder Most Fair by Michael Cohen.
I haven't read that.
Ooh, I'll lend it to you. It's very interesting. It's the appeal, that's what it's about. It's about the appeal of mystery fiction, why those stories are, you know, compelling.
Well, what's really fascinating is like people that are older Americans, conservative folks that, you know, they say they're Christians, they're going to vote Republican and everything, and they don't watch Showtime and HBO. They don't want to see all that nudity and everything. So instead they watch NCIS and CSI and all these cop shows where people are raped and children are murdered and people are missing and it's just brutal. And the cop's a raging alcoholic that beats his wife and then and I'm like, golly.
Yeah. Well, see, that's a theme in my dad's book. He's talking about catharsis, you know, the traditional dramatic, you know, Greek tragedy idea of going through this catharsis of seeing someone else do this thing so you don't have to do it. That doesn't explain it all. At some level, we are violent.
Yeah.
And we like violence. And actually, I've been doing all this reading about World War I, too, and they're doing the same thing. They're asking, why did this keep going on? It's not enough to say that this was all set in motion, and the various traditional excuses for why World War I kept going and going and going. This one author continues to say that, and this is a very, you know, offensive idea to some people, but he's saying it kind of went on because people like killing each other.
Yeah, and I don't think it's the guys in the trenches that like killing each other. I think it's the guys...
He says it was.
Really? Well, yeah. I'm sure you get
it's
into
just it. It's an opinion. It's a theory.
No, I mean, I have a brief history of violence in my life, and once you get going, it is there's something, you know, your lizard brain kicks in.
There's nothing like it.
Yeah, and you want to finish because there's nothing more primal.
Yeah.
But also, I feel like it's the people back home, the armchair quarterbacks, I mean, look at our culture today. You know, if you mention, and I just wanted to thank all the folks out there serving in the armed forces. People will get a boner, jump out of their chair, scream, "Yeah,
yeah!" It's a guaranteed bump.
And that's a fascinating thing. I mean, I too am grateful for people who dedicate their lives to service of my safety and protection. I truly am. But the celebration of it seems. It's a little weird.
Yeah.
It's like, I love these guys. I don't have to do it. I'm going to sit home and play Call of Duty. You know, I don't understand. I'm going to read your dad's book.
What you hardly ever hear is any, especially from any politicians, anybody saying, wouldn't it be great if we didn't have to have a military?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, but that's political suicide in this country.
Yeah.
I mean, even the most liberal guys, like, I'm for these programs, but of course I'm strong on defense.
Yeah.
You know, because anybody that isn't strong on defense isn't going to get elected to frickin' the PTA.
Yeah.
It's interesting. There's a lot of fear involved. A lot of fear. Well, that wasn't funny.
No.
But your father's book, Michael Cohen's book, is Murder.
It's called Murder Most Fair.
And where could the folks maybe peruse those pages?
I think I looked it up on Amazon. I think you can buy copies on Amazon.
Okay. So Michael Cohen, Murder Most Fair. Go to Amazon and check that out. I'm going to do the same.
Yeah. Oh, and my main question throughout reading this in his entire book was, and this is, I'm fascinated by this now, do murderers enjoy reading mystery fiction?
Like serial killers?
Yeah.
I would think no.
I don't know. I want to go talk to some and my dad. I texted this to my daddy, and he texted back, "Do we know any murderers we can ask?" Like, I'm sure we do.
not me, man. Not me. Anywho, it's been. I'm not a serial killer. What else is there to talk about? Oh, check this out. The completely off topic. What we were just talking about. Not at all serious, except it's serious to me because it's important to me. I'm renting this space that I'm living in from. My dear friends that live next door, amazing people. I'm not name dropping or whatever, but they're just great people. They're taking great care of me. Love this space. This summer while I'm gone, I've made a really interesting arrangement with them. They're going to Airbnb my place while I'm gone. This means they'll be able to make a little extra money, and I won't have to pay rent. So it's a win-win. But they put up the listing a couple of days ago, and so they sent it to me to look at, and it just dawned on me, hey, man, that's like my house and all my stuff in it, and people I don't know are going to have sex in my bed. So I'm buying a new mattress for my bed.
Hey, it's better than people that you do know having sex in your bed.
I don't know if it is, because at least I can ask them, hey, you got anything that might still be in my bed? You know? It's a little weird.
Everything that might be, you know, splattered onto your bed. All those atoms were once inside a star.
Way to bring it around, baby!
And we've come full circle on talking into microphones.
The next time you take a dump, I want you to look at it.
Look at the stars in there.
Was it a star?
Look at the stars. See how they flush for you. It's all in my poo. Thank God it's not yellow. Yeah, that's not a good sign. Folks, if your poo is yellow, see a physician immediately, if not sooner.
Green is fine.
It is?
Oh, yeah. When I was seriously doing a lot of juicing and smoothies.
Well, yeah, if it's vegetable-based, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
What if all you're eating is red meat and it's green?
That's not good.
I'm asking for a friend.
It's Vulcan blood. Ah. Yeah, it's gross.
Oh, Nimoy.
Yeah, bye, Nimoy. Thanks.
Well, we've discussed stars, history, murderers, dates, poop. And poop.
Yeah.
It's been a big day, Dan.
I know.
Dan's probably going to take a nap.
We hit all the bases there. I'm going to get a haircut.
Are you?
Go pick up the cat's medicine.
I need to get a haircut, but my girl's never around.
Well, go to my girl.
I think my girl would be really angry with me if I went somewhere else.
Don't tell her.
I think she'll know.
No. Wear a hat.
I look like an asshole.
I don't know what to tell you, man. I'm all out of ideas.
All right. Well, hey, this is Jay Severett.
This is Dan Cohen.
And this has been Talking Into Microphones with Jay Severett and Dan Cohen. Yeah, we'll see you guys next time. Go to jayseverett.com, look up dates. Go to dancohenmusic.com, look up dates. Buy somebody's record, even if it's not mine. Might I suggest the new Father John Misty? Phenomenal record. Hugs and kisses to all the people.
Bye-bye.